Martin Chulov is at a pro-SCAF rally in the west of Cairo. Martin, what's the scene?
There's about 3,000 people here. The crowd is steadily growing. A lot of Egyptian flags, a lot of posters supporting the SCAF, even a few posters of Mubarak here. This posters supporting generals as well. People are streaming in, cars are stopping over on overpasses, people are getting out of their cars, waving flags, and joining what is a generally non-hostile rally. However, there are posters, a prominent TV host here, who are being hit with shoes. These TV hosts seem to be pro-Tahrir personalities, and they're being insulted in what is, you know, one of the biggest insults you can give an Arab society, hitting a poster of a person with the sole of a shoe.
And are they kind of sparring for a fight?
At this point, they don't seem to be. They think the mood can change very quickly. There's some hostile chanting going on, but the police who are here told me that this group is allowed to move. They're staying where they are, which is a very large roundabout in the inner western suburbs of Cairo. They're not going to march anywhere. They've been told if they try, they won't have protection. And at this stage, they don't seem to want to. So they're gathering, they're chanting. As I say, it's reasonably good natured, apart from a bit of hostile chanting. And it doesn't seem as that at this stage that it's going to flare into anything more sinister.
Is the crowd expected to grow?
Yeah, it will. As we talk, there are hundreds of people streaming in, and I think, you know, by mid-afternoon, there'll be around 10,000 people here at least. This is only one of several places in the western suburbs that where pro-regime rallies are being staged. What's basically happening today is that public squares, which aren't being used because today is the first day of the weekend here, are being occupied by both sides, by mainly by pro-regime people in the suburbs and in Tahrir Square in the centre by the pro-Tahrir people, who, you know, they're very much competing narratives. The police are doing what they can to keep both sides apart. If they ended up meeting on some march somewhere, I think it would get quite volatile.
What kind of people are they? What's the kind of demographic?
It seems to be there's a very strong security presence, and these are people out of uniform, having days off and brought their families with them. It seems to be quite a middle-class gathering, a regular Egypt. You know, there are lots of people here who you'd see in shopping malls, you'd see just going about doing their normal business. It just seems to be a pretty much a broad spectrum of middle-class Cairo.
Okay, Martin, thanks very much.
Welcome, thank you.